At CFM, Family and Jess for breakfast, Pink and Cash Cash. Can we pretend now? Alicia Van Eck is no stranger to the show, is she, Jess?
She's joined us once or twice. We'll say good morning now to Alicia, who is the state manager for Relay for Life, joined by Sarah, who is the fundraising and events coordinator, just stepped into the role for Relay for Life, which is about to be launched. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Introductions, please, Alicia.
Yeah, definitely.
So. So we're looking forward to officially launching the Relay for Life campaign. Now, the fundraising starts a fair way out from the actual event, doesn't it?
Definitely, yeah. So Relay for Life doesn't actually take place until March next year. However, yeah, the earlier you start with fundraising, the better, the more you can raise.
Yeah.
As at today, is Relay for Life going ahead in its normal sense?
Definitely, yes. So Relay for Life will go ahead either way. Yeah. We are prepared now. This year, you know, being cancelled the day before it was supposed to actually take place, and COVID being new to all of us, it was a little different. But at this stage, look, we've got plans for everything. Relay normally, Relay 1,000 people, 500 people, 300 people, complete lockdown, Relay will go ahead.
Awesome.
Right.
Love it.
Sarah, what do people need to do?
Yeah, of course. Jump on the relayforlife.org.au website and register your team.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself a team name, get a team captain and start fundraising. That'll give you a fundraising page. We'll get in touch with you and make sure you've got all the support you need, but get out there and get started.
So businesses, community groups, groups of friends, family.
Yeah, friends, family, colleagues, sporting groups, anyone really.
Great.
And there's lots of groups that have already been established for a number of years on the coast, isn't there, in terms of fundraising?
Lots of relayers that will continue and come back.
Yep.
And
awesome.
Relayers through and through.
And
very
of course,
good.
Always welcoming new teams as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Alicia, where does the money raised go?
So the money raised stays here in Tasmania. That's the most important thing to us, is that any funds that are raised here in Tasmania stay in Tasmania, and they go to our three main areas of support, prevention and cancer research. So it's really important that through COVID, obviously, all our fundraising activities have been heavily impacted. However, we still want to be able to deliver these services. Cancer hasn't stopped and doesn't care about COVID. So these funds are incredibly important to us.
Now, the launch will be held on the 13th of November 2020. Why is that significant?
So that's actually our support line. So for Cancer Council Australia.
Of course, 13 11 20.
I love it. Makes perfect sense. But is that a Friday the 13th?
It is. It is actually the second Friday the 13th in 2020.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the first one was the date we had to cancel Relay for Life due to COVID.
Oh, no.
So this one, we're going to make a good go of it.
Yep.
And we're going to be launching Relay for Life for 2021.
Love it.
You did mention there are a number of different threads that the money gets distributed through. Can we quickly mention your new store in East Devonport?
Yeah, definitely. So Close for Cancer over in East Devonport on Murray Street is a huge success this year. It's the very first op shop that Cancer Council have ever opened. So definitely pop over there. We've had an incredible amount of Relay for Life tops donated back there as well. So if you're keen to jump on board for this launch relay day on Friday the 13th and colour Tassie purple with us, but don't have a purple top, feel free to swing by there and pick up yourself a pre-loved Relay for Life top.
Yeah, very good. So what is actually going to happen on the day? There's an event at Penguin, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're encouraging everyone to pull on those purple relay tops. Across the state, we've got lots of teams that are already getting involved and have their spots organised. Pull on those purple tops, colour Tassie purple. Get out in your community, either start fundraising for your team or just start encouraging others to get on board and create their own team and launch a great 2021 season for relay.
Yeah, wonderful.
So that's not this, but next Friday the 13th at the Big Penguin at 11 o'clock in Penguin.
How exciting. Awesome stuff. All the best, guys. We know it's been a super challenging year for anyone who works in a fundraising and events space. So you guys have done an amazing job and we can't wait to kick it all off very, very soon.
Thanks very much.
And I guess the first port of call, as we always say, find it on Facebook.
Find it on Facebook.
Or that website.
Relayforlife.org.au.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.